don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. Not a fun place to be, of course, when you're in a situation where you're like, I have to tell you something. And yeah. I'm really sad to tell you. Mm-hmm. That's why you come to us.
Yeah, give us a call, your girls. You know, we're going to be your support system.
That's right.
And we're going to help guide you through it.
That's how we roll. Yes. And this morning we have Jerry on the phone. Good morning, Jerry. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. So what's going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, I'm trying to just break this bad news to my ex, Audrey.
Okay.
You know, we worked the same company, and we broke up a couple months ago. And, look, I just think she should quit because we have to interact with each other on a daily basis, and it's awkward. And so sounds kind of weird, but I'm calling to break the bad news that she should be the first one to quit since I was the job first.
Oh.
So wait a minute. You want to call to break the bad news to your ex-girlfriend, Audrey, who you work with, that it's so awkward to work with her anymore that you're going to tell her that you want her to quit the job?
Yeah. I mean, because I helped her get the job.
You helped her get the job.
So this was an office. Okay. So it was like an office romance, which is always, I've always heard you really shouldn't.
I know, but it's so good too.
At the same time. I know.
Like, do you guys walk down the hallways and you're like, oh God, there she is? And then do you like look at the floor? I mean, or do you give her eye contact? It's always weird.
Yeah. I mean, just try to avoid, you know, like any interaction other than what we have to do. I mean, it's not the biggest office. So, like, it's inevitable that like we do interact, but like it's just really awkward.
Right.
And, like, it just makes me dread work.
Yeah.
But I also, like, you know, it's my job and I'm good at it. And I mean,
for sure.
Just find a different place to work.
Oh,
are there certain parts of the office where it brings back memories of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, with
that's
her?
That's right.
You know, you did it all over the workplace.
Copy machine.
Come on now.
Supply room.
Cubicle.
I mean,
cubicle after hours.
Sorry.
I mean, you know, I have a key to the office, so I just can't leave it.
Yes.
Take your imagination where it goes.
Okay.
Okay, she is. Believe
me,
Jerry.
Yeah.
Believe me, Jerry. She likes the power.
I do.
All right, my man. So we'll play a song. Then when we get back, we'll help you to break the bad news to Audrey. Like, girl, you're going to have to quit.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to look at your face no
That's
more.
That's right.
All right. We'll see how she responds to that. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be. That's why you come to us.
That's
and we've
right.
got our boy Jerry on the phone.
And Jerry wants to break bad news to his ex-girlfriend. They were working together and they broke up and he wants her to quit.
Oh my gosh. Just
that is
awkward.
Yeah. It's happened to me before. And
really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You never want to date someone you work with.
I did my boss once.
You did?
I did.
And then you guys broke up?
I worked in like a cheeseburger place. It's not that big of a deal.
But then you have to see the person
I
all
did.
The time.
Like,
it's so awkward.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. I just admitted that on air.
Yeah, you did.
But anyway, that's my past. Mm-hmm. All right, Jerry. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line.
Yes.
You'll be able to hear us, although Audrey won't in your phone. And then we'll just eventually help you, okay?
All right.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hey, Audrey. Look, how's it going, by the way, before I start?
it's okay. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, look, I'm calling because, you know, I just think you really need to stop working at the same place as me.
Oh.
I just want to break that news to you because, look, it's just awkward and... it's just been so awkward for me.
Okay.
And I
understand it's uncomfortable. It is for me too, but where is this coming from? I mean, has anybody else in the office said anything? Like, I mean, am I getting fired? Like what is this about?
No, I'm not, you're not getting fired. It's just been like weighing on me for a really long time. And finally I just realized this is what I needed to do.
Hi, good morning, Jerry. Hey. We're going to break in, man. Is this Audrey?
Yes, this is. Who is this?
Hi, Audrey. Hey. This is just a couple of broads.
That's right.
Who work in the same office as you.
Yeah.
This is Joni. I'm Chachi. Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. You know, you're on Crystal in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams, girl. We are here to help Jerry. You guys, unfortunately, and we're your wing women, girl,
yes.
So don't worry. Obviously, you guys had a relationship. It did not work out.
Right.
Now there's this very awkward, could be hostile, flashbacks of doing each other. I mean, it just doesn't stop.
Supply room, so, cubicle. Yeah.
So Jerry is really just saying he really loves his job.
Yeah.
He helped you to get yours.
Yes.
Out of respect of that happening,
yep.
He would like you to move on to some other place
yes.
of business.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it.
Good job. Cool.
Wow.
Girl. Well, nice work.
Okay. Wow. This is very shocking. Wow. Yeah. I 100% will not do that. I mean, yes, when we were together, yes, he helped me get the job. But since then, I mean, I've definitely proven that I'm good at my job. I'm happy being here.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the work environment. And yeah, it is uncomfortable sometimes when we have to, you know, like walk by each other in the hallway or something, but I feel like I'm trying to be the bigger person and move through it and just wait until it passes.
Sure. I mean,
that
I get. I mean, you can just make a mature decision and be like, okay, we'll keep our distance. Like, we don't even know why you guys broke up.
Right.
Hopefully it was an okay situation. We don't have to get involved with that. But Jerry, could you like look past that and be like, you know what? This is a professional environment. I can be professional with her and just have it at that.
I mean, I've been trying to do that for a few months, and it's just been overwhelming.
You know,
so I'm not sure that's something that I can really that's something I can really do.
Honest.
Well, then it's so tough.
I have a question, Jerry. Then why don't you try to find a new job? I mean, if it's I'm kind of like blown away by this. Like, if it's really bothering you that much, then maybe you should be the one to kind of move on and look for something else. I mean, I'm able to be there and do my work and go through my day and it's fine. So I'm not understanding why you feel like you need to come at me and say, well, you need to leave because I can't handle it.
Yeah. It just feels unfair because I was there first.
Right.
Which I know it sounds so stupid, but it's like how it feels.
Is there any way that you two could be, I don't know how big your office is, set up in different locations? I mean, obviously you two are enjoying both your jobs. I really think you guys can figure this out. But I do give props though to Jerry. He is the one that did give her the job.
Right.
And so
honestly, I do see where he's coming from, because how do you get over somebody when you have to see him every day?
No, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you two can work this out. I don't know maybe, you know, how awkward it is between the two, but
I mean,
I don't
know. Audrey seems fine.
She's not gonna leave.
Like,
Jerry, it sounds like she is not gonna leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
need to try to find a new job.
I know I really need this job. I know you need it. I know we both love this job. So I would be willing to just try to put the past behind us and move forward and get our work done and, you know, move on from it.
I think that's awesome.
If you're not, I'm so sorry. I just love this job. I just cannot leave it. It's just, I really see myself being this being part of my future. So I'm so sorry, Jerry. And I'm sorry that you're hurting, but I've got to stay in the job.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I really do. Maybe we can keep trying and if it gets too bad, then I can search for something else.
Well, we're always hiring.
Yeah. We're always hiring actually. Yeah.
Oh really?
So yeah,
yes,
Jerry, we could definitely
get you connected.
Yeah. We'll get you connected.
It's all
sure.
good.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, good luck to you both, okay?
Yeah.
And this is just a good protocol, honey. Do not sleep with people that you work with.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just say no.
That's right.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.